more annoying Red Sox tradition, Sweet Caroline or performance-enhancing drugs?
Pick a side, stupid. Welcome to Pick a Side, Stupid, a comedy debate show that covers the important issues. Now, here's your host, Sean Carter.
Hey, 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 everybody, welcome. Welcome to the show. This is our 14th installment of Pick a Side, Stupid. Yeah, thanks for coming out. So tonight we're going to be talking about sports, which is, exciting. Something that I actually know a little bit about, so I will be judging you extra harsh tonight. Cool. So tonight's sports, and so to kick off the show, we're going to have somebody come up here and talk about sports a little bit. Everybody, please put your hands together for Sean Rosa.
Hello, I am your sports boy. That is me. I know I like sports, and I know I look like the kind of guy who would like over exaggerate the amount that they don't know about sports to try to be condescending, because they make it think it makes them like super interesting or what have you. Like, you could imagine me saying something like, "Oh, did that Tim Brady put the hand egg in the Sports Center again?" Just super insufferable, you know. The Super Bowl is this Sunday, or if you're listening on the podcast, the Super Bowl has probably already happened. So allow me to reach out into the future and congratulate this year's Super Bowl champions. The Cleveland Browns? They didn't win a single game this year, and they won the Super Bowl? How many people have to die between now and Sunday to make that even remotely possible? No, it is the New England Patriots and the Philadelphia Eagles are playing in the Super Bowl this Sunday. I am a New England Patriots fan. I am. Hang on, you guys. It's not going to be pandering tonight. There's something like, I like the Patriots, but there's something about like Patriots fans that I kind of find insufferable. And it's this, like, no matter, like, the Patriots are like the most successful NFL franchise in the last 20 years. But every, like, so many Patriots fans have this like chip on their shoulder where no matter how much they win and how good they do, they're always still just going to be the underdog no matter what, you know? It's like, they go to the Super Bowl pretty much every other year, but everybody here acts like the roster of the Patriots for the last 20 years has just been Tom Brady and like a bunch of different shades of Air Bud. Like, it's just like, dude, you know what? Brady, he's a miracle worker. It doesn't matter what he has with him. He could have Gronk, Edelman. His running back could be like a golden retriever that they found on Sturrow Drive. That is an Air Bud sequel that I am working on. Air Bud 7, Running Bark. Spoiler alert, Air Bud does get CTE. If you've ever wondered what it's like to watch a golden retriever write out a note instructing its family to donate its brain to medical science before taking a gun and shooting itself in the chest, it's adorable. One reviewer gave it 2 paws up, fun for the whole family. I'm a Patriots fan, but it's been pretty hard lately, you know, with all the winning or what. Not that. Just like extracurricular things, like, you know, like the Patriots, like Robert Kraft and Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they're like tacit support for Donald Trump. And like, I know a lot of people who are like lapsed Patriots fans because of that stuff. And like, I remember, like, it was especially hard leading up to last year's Super Bowl, like with like in the backdrop of like the Trump inauguration and like all these protests and like the like rises in like hate crimes and like white supremacist violence. It was like really like tough. Like, as much as I tried to like push all that aside and say like, no, it's just like a dumb football game, it doesn't matter, there, I couldn't help but have this just stinging feeling in the back of my head that rooting for the Patriots meant that I was rooting against progress, you know? Like, I was like legitimately, like, I had this fear in my mind that I was gonna turn on the TV that Sunday and I was just gonna hear, tonight, the Super Bowl featuring the New England Patriots versus the Civil Rights Movement. And coming out onto the field now, all of the remaining Alabama bus line protesters. Oh, God. Those American heroes have no run defense. They're going to get obliterated. This is a horrible way to start Black History Month. Anybody on the TB12 method? I mean, everybody says it's pseudoscience, but you know what? If it keeps him from running for public office, so be it. Like, as long as I don't have to hear the words Massachusetts Senator Tom Brady, let him keep at it with his weird Scientology of his own. I just like it because it's kind of getting popular. It's turning into a thing. But it's like really funny because like the market he's going for and like all of his fans are like these super like broed out dudes. And it's funny to me because they're all the same people who for their entire life have just been like, dude, vegetarians, vegans, so fucking gay, bro. Dude, how you gonna get your protein, dude? How you gonna get gains? You trying to get swole? You're not gonna get swole. Eat a fucking cheeseburger, you little bitch. And now that Tom Brady comes out and he's like, hey, you guys want to try some avocado ice cream? These guys are like, yes, daddy, in every hole. Two scoops, Mr. Brady. All right, thanks, everybody. Have a great night.
Hey, that's Sean Rosa. We're going to start the debate. You guys ready? Cool. After each debate, I will decide who wins and who loses. I am the only judge. And when you agree with me, I would like for you to cheer. Give that a shot right now. Okay. However, when you disagree with my decision on who won, I want you to boo me. Okay. I really hope somebody walks in during the booing and they're just like, well, this isn't a good show. And just walks out. This guy was one of our regular debaters back in the day when we did the show at Iron Furnace. And he hasn't been back to the show since we've been doing it here at Maggie's Lounge. So we're excited to have him here. Everybody, please welcome Kevin Harrington. And Kevin, first tonight, you will be facing off against Kevin M. Quigley.
Wow.
So, Kevin, do you want to go first or second? Kevin Harrington.
I will go second.
Second, okay. Simple sports question here. This question is from Veronica Forker. Would you rather be a cheerleader or a mascot?
What has society come to? The sexualization of woman out in the fields. They're throwing each other up. They're catching each other. They're making this weird pyramid like they want to summon the devil or something. Why can't we return back to the innocent days when you just dressed up like some sort of fuzzy bear or green monster or whatever the fuck they're coming up with for these mascots these days? They're starting to get pretty creative. I, for one, don't think that this contortionist ism that the cheerleaders is sexy. What I think is sexy is when a man is dressed as a big puppy dog with flappy ears, going around, handing out T-shirts. And let's talk about the T-shirts for a second. We're dressing these women in scantily clad outfits, and then we're handing them firearms so they can fire these T-shirts into the audience. And I just personally, there's so many issues at play there. We're better than this as a society. Let's bring back the mascots. And, you know, women can be mascots, too. I just need to get that point out there. Because I feel like I kind of got off the rails with the whole gender thing.
And men can be cheerleaders.
Yeah!
I mean, I went to Boston College. A good buddy of mine, JJ, was a cheerleader. Big strapping dude, throws women up all day. And I realized after going to college, I should have been a cheerleader. That's the greatest job in the world. It's just hold a beautiful woman in front of a pack of angry, clothed men that have to play a game. You feel like Caesar right there. Cheerleaders, that's a job. You're creating jobs for women and men, not things. Mascots are things, and I think we should be empowering both genders because I'm post-gender. All right? I'm a feminist, as I stated earlier. That means equality. I'm not Miss Andree. I'm not speaking ill of men. I'm not speaking ill of shamrocks and leprechauns and little tornadoes that are in your any mascot. Deep inside a mascot is a person that wanted
Time.
To be a cheerleader.
You're right that mascots are things. They're symbols. They transcend gender, they transcend time, and they transcend space. But what I just heard was you glorifying JJ, who's apparently a very cool guy because he got to throw and grope women. Is that really what we're setting the standard for cool? I'm pretty sure Ray Rice threw a woman, and he's cool too. I give the rest of my time to my opponent.
He elevated a woman above him, and together they were the center of attention in a massive football field. Cheerleaders and people create mascots. So, yeah, we are the apex of where sports starts. And we can turn a game around just simply by raising each other up.
All right, I got to hand the win to Kevin. Harrington!
Well done.
Next up, could we please have Jim Whitman? Kevin, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Jim, yes? Your question is from Zach Jones.
Old ZJ.
It says, would you rather be a lake enthusiast in Los Angeles or a jazz enthusiast in Utah?
Who would I rather? I would fuck the Celtics, marry the Lakers. I would go LA Lakers. And that is because I'm, one, not racist, and two, I am an aficionado of celebrities are just like us. It's the only thing I read, and I imagine that I would be immersed amongst the pop culture of knowing what's what in Starbucks and also in the Me Too movement. I don't know if you guys have been reading about the Me Too.
Jazz is great, and I would like to be the John the Baptist of jazz in Salt Lake City, Utah. Because I think the fact that I could name a Coltrane song makes me the John the Baptist of jazz in Salt Lake City, Utah. I'm going to go a little metaphysical on this one, and it's going to transcend being sports teams. And I want to be the Sultan of jazz. I want to be the fiery voice, improvising out there in the salt flats and the dancing and speaking in tongues and trying to seduce that tabernacle choir over to the devil music, get them hooked on the sweet horse that is heroin, and take them to the next level of funkitude where they're playing rhymes that are so celestial you can't even read them with a golden plate. You just know them in your heart because that is jazz.
I think jazz already had enough white people trying to take a black art.
Utah, Utah, arid place, wasteland, apocryphal, apocalyptico, bebop school, polygamy, what? More than one woman, basketball, what? A fountain of culture in the desert wasteland that begins with...
Time. I gotta hand the win to Kevin Harrington. Next up, could we please have Will Durgan? Okay. This is another good question from Zach Jones.
Zach Jones!
Kevin, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
First, okay. Zach Jones asks, would you rather be remembered as the idiot player who let an easy grounder go between your legs, or the idiot fan who interfered with a fly ball and cost his favorite team in and out?
I assume we mean Bill Buckner. I choose to be Bill Buckner, and I support Bill Buckner. He lives in Meridian, Idaho now, which is where I'm from, which is where he had to go after disappointing all of you people. I grew up with this legendary loss that this hero, this savior, this baseball Jesus that has taken you to so many championships let a ball go through. I thought that was it. I didn't realize that there were other games going on. There were other plays. I thought he killed baseball on the field that day, and that's when I knew true power. If you could make an entire city turn on you, you become the heel of heels. I love wrestling more than any other sport because of the theatrics involved. And I really like Vince McMahon. And if I could be your foe to unite this city, like a Silver Surfer giving you one thing to focus your hatred on.
Time. Yeah.
So I don't know about any of that. But I feel like Bill Buckner like cost the Red Sox a big game. True. True. Okay. Pandering. The guy, what was the guy from Chicago's name? Does anybody? Marvin? Oh, Steve Bartman. Yeah. All right. That's fine. He's probably like typical Chicago Cubs fan. Like he was probably preoccupied with his Chardonnay and all of a sudden a fucking ball's coming at him, and he did what anybody would do. He tried to catch it. It's totally legitimate. And, yeah, that's it.
Silver Surfer got the Marvel Universe to rally against him because he was the agent of a greater god that was going to destroy the world. And in by unifying them against, you know, they stopped their petty squabbles, and they were able to become one nation. You can become one Red Sox nation, and all you need is a sacrificial lamb. That is me. In turn, I become again
Time.
Your Messiah.
I don't know. I think Batman's cooler than the Silver Surfer. He doesn't go to space or anything, but he's got fucking gadgets and psychological issues and... He's probably a lot like your average Cubs fan, you know. And so, yeah, Batman.
had to hit the wind to Will Durgan.
What the fuck?
I don't know when this became another comic books debate, but I like it.
Next up, could we please have Alex Smith?
How you doing, Alex?
Alex, your question is from Kyle Mangan. He asks, should fighting with knives on your feet be part of hockey or an entirely new version of MMA?
That's a good question. I'm going to go with the MAA round. I think we need to do a little more intense fighting, right? I mean, hockey games are great. There's the old saying, yeah, I went to a boxing match and a hockey game broke out. We've all heard the ha-ha-has from our grandpas and shit. But let's be honest here. When I get people in an octagon, I want to see some blood, right? So I think what we need to do is duct tape knives, not just to the feet, but to the groins, right? And then let's see if we're going to do some kicking and stabbing back on the knees and all that shit. So I think we got to go for the fighting with the knives, because come on, knife fights are really, in this day and age, people love their guns. I got to bring back the knives, right? I mean, give it some simpler times, man. Personal interactions. Sorry I have to say about that.
Time!
So I'm going to take Alex's idea and bring it to hockey here. Hockey is a very violent sport, as you guys know. You're allowed to fight and not get arrested. It's weird. You can hit people with sticks, but I think that the sticks are a little antiquated. I think that the hockey players should be carrying broadswords. Or maybe like a two-handed sword like Jon Snow, and instead of even worrying about the puck, you just have a battle on ice. And the last team alive wins, sure.
I mean, it's not a bad idea, Will, I gotta say, but the problem is, if we go for your idea, it will just go on season after season, and we won't know where the ending is coming, and we'll start to realize that the coaches and the general managers haven't conceived the ending yet, and we're just fucking suckers who just keep on buying it over and over again, expecting some sort of protagonist to emerge as some hero of a quest that has gained self-knowledge, but we're sitting back and going, wait a minute, oh man, the hero died two episodes ago, what the hell is it going to be?
Time!
So, are you saying that the NHL doesn't know how this is going to end? We're in season 8, motherfucker. Like, they need to start wrapping shit up. Like, there are storylines that are all over the place. Whatever happened to fucking Jaromir Jagr? I don't know. Too soon? Oh, God, did he die or something? Jeez. All right. Yeah, all right. Well, we don't know how it's going to end either.
All right, great debate. I got to pick a winner, though. Okay, I got to hand the win to Alex Smith.
Next up, could we please have Molly Dugan? Alex, do you want to go first or second?
I guess first, I guess. It seems to be...
Your question is from Ryan Shea. It says, would you rather Terry O'Reilly hit you with a slap shot or with his fist?
Is that the office linebacker? Is that who we're talking about? Oh, okay. I was about to say. I was like, who the hell's living in 2002 and asking this question, right? Okay, Terry, all right. The slap shot to the face or the...
Just a slap shot.
Or what was the other option? I'm sorry.
A fist.
A fist? Well, I mean, I'm going to make him work for it. Obviously, the slap shot, right? I mean, a fist, like, you got to be up close to me, and, like, I have to must have seriously provoked you to get you to punch me when you're not close. But a slap shot, I got a fighter's chance, right? I mean, shit, it's hard for me to hit the toilet at 3 a.m. in the morning, right? And that's right in front of me. I imagine this guy taking a slap shot from some distance back. I got a puncher's chance, and I'm going to get out of that with my nose intact, right? Fair enough.
Here's what I know about dating hockey players from high school. They are fairly predictable in that they have brain damage. They are white. And they will cheat off of you in math class. They will pee on your new boyfriend's car. And then tell him about it. But they do not often have easy access to punch you in the face because they are intoxicated and cannot see straight. So I would rather him try that.
Those are excellent, excellent points. I imagine, you know, the frat boy mentality must run pretty rampant in hockey arenas around the world. But I mean, I have to disagree with some of that in the sense of, well, I disagree with this point, right? I don't know much about hockey from high school days. I dated football players. But the idea, you know, I was popular, sorry. But the idea is that I know that hockey guys have to get up.
Time.
I was also popular. So I dated a lot of them. They will also get arrested for kidnapping while attending West Virginia University when a frat prank goes awry. And then be forced to do community service in the bar that they vandalized while kidnapping. What I'm saying is let them stick to their strengths, which is hitting things with sticks.
Time! All right. Well, that was a lot of fun. I got to hand the win to Molly Dugan. Give it up for Alex one time. It's a good run. Okay, next up, could we please have Tyler Morrow? Molly, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
Your question is from Katie Baker.
Oh, good.
Katie asks, would you rather be stripped of your Olympic medals for doing something wild and scandalous or never earn any Olympic medals at all?
Tanya Harding. I would be Tanya Harding. Nancy had it easier. She wore a squirrel coat. Tanya Harding.
Does anyone like Tanya Harding?
What?
How is that?
Yes!
I thought people liked Kerrigan. Didn't they like Kerrigan? I watched a Netflix documentary 6 years ago, I thought, on this, and I thought I knew. I don't know. She had it easy, I guess. I don't know. I'm sorry, and I'm fighting the crowd. I apologize, Malin. I apologize for that. It's just me. I don't want to win a medal because I don't want to wake up at 6 a.m. every morning. It's not in me. I don't care enough. I don't. To wake up at 6 a.m. every morning and have the chance to come in second, fuck that. It's not worth it. No way in hell.
Tanya never won a medal. But she won our love. After many, many years of living in squalor and likely now having COPD.
She's won my love, too. I like her now because I don't want any arguments. All right. She seems all right. I think 6 a.m. is late. I think they wake up at 4 a.m. I think they... So still no. Still no. All right, thanks.
All right, I got to hand the win to Tyler Morrow.
Boo!
Yeah, I know.
Boo!
This is good. I didn't.
Get him the kneecap. Why?
I actually didn't. I'm with you. I didn't know that people like Tanya Harding.
I didn't know either, man.
I'm 36 years old, so like before 9/11 happened, like that was the like she was the biggest villain until Bin Laden came along. All right, next up, could we please have Angela Sawyer? Tyler, do you want to go first or second?
I'll go second.
Okay.
Hi.
Hi, Angela.
Angela, your question is from Steve Albert. He asks, is it more important to ban bullfighting or bring back dwarf tossing?
We all want to look strong. Everybody needs to attract a mate in this world. We all want to look good. We all want to have a day where we get to win. And you know how that's going to happen? If you have small people flying in the air. Also, I think maybe short people like Squishwell. Not sure, but probably. Why not? Why not? Yes, let's throw people through the air. Let's allow people of all heights to do acrobatics. And let's just, like, let's be happy. Toss someone your love.
Listen, I like throwing midgets as much as anybody in this room does. But I just don't think, with the concussion issues with the NFL, that there's any way that sport's going to get up and running at all. It's just not going to work out. There's too much of that. I mean, I put all my efforts into the bull stuff because at this point, people eat bull's balls and they think that's normal. And I think we need to stop that. I don't care about the bulls can die. I just want people to stop eating bull's balls. That's every time I watch MasterChef, they always like, you have to cook bull's balls. Like, who, what, why? Why are you doing that? All right, let's turn into a stand-up bit that's not working. All right, Angela.
Matadors are thin Spanish men who wear like gold lamé everywhere. Why shouldn't they die? Why shouldn't they? I think they should. Why shouldn't they die? I'd like to see them gored to death. Paint the ground of Spain with their blood. Let's do it.
why do the little people gotta die too? Why? Everybody seems to be dying. I don't know. I'm just getting into the whole idea of the dwarf throw. It seems fun. I don't know. Was that really a sport before? Is that an old Steve Albert here? Probably not, right? Because if it, Angela, you win. I want that to exist. I want that to come back. That sounds. All right. I'll give it to her. How's that?
Hey, Angela Sawyer is your winner. All right. Next up, could we please have Sean Rosa? Angela, would you like to go first or second?
I'm going to try second.
Okay.
Sean Rosa,
okay. Hello.
Sean Rosa, your question is from Sarah Morgan. She asks, should a teenage werewolf be allowed to play high school basketball?
Yes. A teenage werewolf should be allowed to play high school basketball. I mean, listen, LeBron James was a teenager at one point, and they let him play high school basketball. Why? You know what? Hey, I don't care if it's a mystical power or what have you. Nothing in the rules says he can't play basketball. They let a real dog play basketball. Why? Where's the difference with a dog boy? You know what? All those parents complaining, they're just complaining because their kids aren't good enough. Even if this team didn't have a basketball player playing wolf boy, they'd still crush your team's mom.
Time.
Teen wolves have really difficult lives, and they've got so much to get done. They've got school buses to surf on top of, moons to stare at, and like that acne that you get when a hair grows out of the acne. Think how much problem. I mean, they've got that in spades every day. They're in the mirror for hours, popping, 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 popping. So they don't have time for school sports. They're rebels. They're out for blood. They're ready to go into the world. They don't need cheerleaders on their team. They're fine already.
They don't need time to practice. Practice? We're talking about wolf basketball. You were talking about practice? Practice? This is Teen Wolf, baby. You don't need practice.
You're right. Teen Wolves don't need to practice, but they are going to pop every basketball with their claws. It's going to ruin every game. It's going to be a problem. It's going to make all the other kids' lives hard.
Oh, boy. It's a tough call here. I think I have to hand the win to Angela Sawyer.
Wow. Oh.
It was a very good line.
Hey, everybody. It's your host, Sean Carter, here. I hope you're enjoying the show. We had to cut a couple of the debates just to save some time here and try and keep the podcast under an hour. So I'd like to take this opportunity to remind you that we have shows the first and third Friday of every month at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy at 7 p.m. So come on down and cheer on your favorite debater, or boo me, or do whatever you're going to do. But it's a lot of fun, so you should come down and join us sometime. We'll also be doing a live debate February 8th at the Brahmin in Boston. Now we're going to hop right back into the action here with Chloe Kuna and Owen Linders.
Okay, Chloe, would you rather go first or second?
I'll try second.
Okay. Oh, Owen Linders, your question is from Owen Linders.
Suck it, Quincy area debate fandom, which is surprisingly robust. Let's go. What are we talking about?
Owen Linders asks, which should be an Olympic sport?
Yep.
Drinking roulette or Russian roulette?
Look, I'll be honest with you. It's obviously Russian roulette. Anybody who has ever watched the Olympics just wants it to be over. And guys, six rounds, game over. Clean up the deck. Let's start it anew. Also, I would just love to see that guy who's like either really positive when he steps up, like he's just like a hometown hero. He's like, he's the greatest Russian roulette championship ever to come out of Delaware. And he's like a hometown hero, and he makes it big, and he's on the podium, and it's just blood spattered, and it's gory, and it's great. And we're finally back to the Olympics roots, where everybody dies if they aren't a winner. Thank you.
Look, that does sound great. But as somebody who, it has previously been established like 5 minutes ago, cares deeply about sportsmanship, here's something that I have to ask you. It is so easy to drink amateurishly. To drink professionally, though, that takes talent. Whereas almost shooting yourself, I don't know, that's a very easy game. It's not that hard. Babies do it.
My opponent would have you believe that a baby can kill itself on the Olympic level. And I will yield my time to my opponent.
Can a baby drink on an Olympic level, Owen? I don't think so. Well, then that's two people, and that's automatically disqualifying, obviously. Can't have two people playing at the same time. Yeah, that's all I have to say. I think a baby would I would love to see a baby drink on an Olympic level, which is why that should be a sport. It's a lot more exciting.
All right, I got to hand the win to Owen Linders.
Oh, bring it on! You're in Quincy.
Oh, boy.
Hello.
It feels like this is going to get combative.
I know. It's me in the shirt versus all of you.
Next up, could we please have Ben Quick? Ben, your question is from Kyle Mangan. Kyle asks, would you rather be caught putting bounties on your opponents or bullying your teammates?
I'd rather be caught bullying my teammates because that means I'm the cool one for once. I've played sports my entire life and been bullied by all my teammates constantly from the day I was 6 to the day I was 16 in a sports locker room, and everyone was walking by with their asses out. And then if I looked, they'd be like, what are you, gay? And then if I don't look, they're like, what are you, gay? And then I grew up in a homophobic town, so either way, I had to not be gay, but go there tomorrow and pretend like it wasn't making me uncomfortable that Jeremy Slifka decided to walk around with assless chaps and whip me with his wet towel, and if I told the coach I was a snitch. So I would rather be fucking cool and be the bully for once than have to relive that childhood trauma. Also, I don't remember what the other option was. I just got really upset. Thank you.
That was weird. We saw him have a flashback. That was nuts. Oh, man, I would way rather get caught taking out bounties on players. I don't really know how you do it. I assume you just draw your best approximation of your teammate, and then you write, like, $5,000, dead or alive. And you can get super creative with it, you know? You can, like, throw some glitter on there, really mix it up. So when people are like, hey, did you take out a bounty on Drew Brees of the Saints, the one person I looked up? You could be like, no, this is my Andy Warhol interpretation. I'm going through a weird art phase. But secretly, yes, somebody's going to Tonya Harding his ass. I lost the thread. But remember when I was funny? That was great, too.
Look. If you want to go ahead and call out hits on people, that's fine. That's great that you want to pay to have someone be physically hurt. Physical violence is great, but you know what's a lot more fun? Psychological warfare. That is how you truly win battles. You do it with games of the mind. I rest my case.
Okay, that was terrifying as well. But for a different reason, when he said the word psychological warfare, he was staring at the area I previously indicated where my penis shoulder is. Look, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going to pay people. I'm going to pay people in favors. Like, I'm like, I will mow your lawn for a month if you kill Drew Brees. Too far? Got it. Okay.
All right. It's funny you bring up Drew Brees because he was probably safe from the bounties. He was on New Orleans.
Oh,
yeah.
Shit. Is that the team that got...
Yeah, that was the team that put out the bounties.
Bounty Gate was an inside job.
All right. And on that note, I got to hand the win to Owen Linders. Oh!
Yeah.
Wow.
Even I'm
Ben,
like...
they are unanimously... They're together for you. Well, give it up for Ben Quick. He was very good. I know. I thought it was a close call, but I mean,
nobody else thought it was a close call.
You all want Ben Quick. I'm sorry, Ben.
If you are gonna chant his name, don't do it with a question mark. Ben? Ben?
Shit. All right. Next up. Could we please have Zach Jones?
I want to go first. I need you to kill me.
Are you going first?
Yeah.
Okay. Your question is, would you rather box a kangaroo or wrestle an alligator?
Oh, man. Well, my rich dad hunted both for a time. Though the most dangerous game, I think we can all agree, is man. I would rather wrestle an alligator because I think that it would be very fun to try and defeat something with the consistency of a nice handbag. Can we all agree? Have you ever like seen a nice handbag from a distance and thought, what if that was bigger and could kill me? I don't think you guys appreciate the fact that being up here long enough causes one to hallucinate. And... I was not expecting to be up here this long, and I have ingested several performance-enhancing drugs. The performance-enhancing aspects were for a movie I was planning to watch later, so I'm going to give it over to my opponent, and please leave me alone.
All right.
I'm going to give you all a hot take here. Alligators are chumps. All right? I don't know if you know how their jaws work. Really strong going down. Coming up, you can hold it closed really easily. You can all you got to do is watch out for the barrel roll and you're good. Just keep the mouth closed and you're good. Alligators, chumps, every one of them. Every one of the American ones. I don't know about other countries' alligators. Kangaroos are built to box. Have you seen them? They're all about the movement. They're all about the punches. Remember when Muhammad Ali said he floated like a butterfly, stung like a bee? It's because even he knew he wasn't good enough to compare himself to a kangaroo. They're really good at boxing. That's the real challenge. That's who you want to fight.
My opponent is right. Though he got really unpatriotic in the middle of his thing when he complained about American alligators being inferior to Belgian alligators. Look, he got people in the other room to pay attention. Did you see that? Earlier, they were making sounds that just sounded like towny whale cries. Just, wah, come,
time.
For the record, I was praising American alligators for being less violent than their international counterparts. It is one of the few instances I can say America is less violent than the rest of the world. There are not many cases of that. I think Owen just told me that I'm very pretty, and I think I'm going to just take that as a compliment, and that... Things are better when you box a kangaroo.
Okay.
I gotta hand the win to Zach Jones.
Thank you for releasing me.
Give it up for Owen Linders,
the Iron Man.
Next up, could we please have Bill McMorrow?
Oh no.
Okay, Zach, do you want to go first?
I'll go second.
Okay. Bill, your question is from Ted Pettingell. He asks, would you rather be famous for playing football like O.J. Simpson?
Or I'd rather be an actor
or
like
be
O.J.
famous
Simpson.
For being an actor like O.J. Simpson?
Fuck. I still get to murder those people either way, which allegedly I get to murder those people, right? I'd be the actor, probably, because that includes the Hertz commercials, which he made, I don't know if you guys know, but he made quite an impressive amount of money in the films. Football, he made like $200 a game, I think, back then. Back then. Now he'd be a billionaire, but... Naked Gun? He was... Naked Gun, he made like... $100 million, I think. That's an estimation. I could be wrong. But they play it. Because they play it. So there's syndication. Syndication's not the word, but you know. All the athlete guy did was... fuck up his brain and then kill those people, allegedly.
Time.
All right. Here's the thing about O.J. Simpson is he could kill as many people as he wanted, and that doesn't change the fact that he's still the best thing to ever happen to the Buffalo Bills.
You just set yourself up with the right team who has nothing going for them, and then you can do whatever you want. Things aren't going to get better for them. They're still good. They still went 0-4 in the Super Bowl. Like, the best thing that will ever happen to the Buffalo Bills was a guy who might have killed some people or might have, you know, we all know what Mark Furman did. So who knows how true any of that is. Point being is that the man could run, and when the juice was loose, That was literally the only thing going on in Buffalo, because it was Buffalo.
Well, he is loose now, yeah. Did you guys know that the OJ pot, that does not stand for orange juice? That's a little fun fact. I'd like to throw in there. Who gives a fucking... He's like the best thing in a city where everything else is just 12 feet of snow a year. Have you seen... Did we talk about the Naked Gun yet? He was in the Hertz commercials? I don't even think... I'm not...
Time. Do we even know if OJ was that good of an actor or if he was just the one charismatic football player from that era? Because, like they let him act, but we know now, like, 20 years, 30 years later, they let Peyton Manning act in a lot of things, and that dude's, like, wooden as hell. They let football players do all the acting they wanted. I mean, fuck it. You guys saw Trainwreck. LeBron James could act. He's fine at it. Like, there's nothing special about the way that OJ acted.
Time. All right. I got to hand the win to Zach Jones.
It's only because Sean's racist.
Next up, could we please have Ted Pettingell? Zach, do you want to go first or second?
I will go second.
Ted, your question is from Chloe Kuna. She asks, should basketball players go back to wearing short shorts? Yes or no?
I mean, this one is even hard. Obviously, they should go back to wearing short shorts. Of course I'm not wrong. I want to see long athletic legs, tight bulging packages, and good fundamental basketball. None of this razzle-dazzle wearing shorts down to your ankles bullshit, jumping over people. Layups and free throws that are shot from underhand. You know why you can shoot them underhand? You don't got baggy shorts in your way.
So the short shorts thing worked okay when like 50% of the league was white. In the current way that the demographics of the NBA is set, you're going to have some peens leaking out the bottom of the shorts. Which isn't a problem for me. But if you're trying to negotiate a major TV contract about what they can... TBS is not down for that. TNT, ABC's owned by Disney, for Christ's sakes. They're not going to show that. You're going to be put on, like, Channel 300. You can't show peen on regular sporting events. It has to be sort of a niche thing, which is not where basketball wants to be right now.
I don't know if you've been following sports news, but basketball's on top of the world. Can't go any higher unless you start having some dicks flop out. That'll be half the charm of it. Whose big black dick are you going to see tonight? Will it be a future Hall of Famer? You don't know. Does he have a Hall of Fame package? Find out tonight on Basketball Night in America.
Time.
So, the thing is, it's not just about the censors who don't want that. If you're showing dick during the game, you might be giving away your strategy a little bit. You wanna make the defense unaware of what you're gonna do. So if you're standing there dribbling and your dick's hanging out swinging to the right, they know which way you're gonna pass it. That's not
time. It's an excellent debate. I gotta hand the win. I hate to even pick a winner, but I gotta hand the win to Ted Pettingell. Give it up for Zach, yeah. He's very good. So now you just have to win once more, Ted, in order to win for the night, and that means that you have to beat me. So, Sean Rosa, can you come up here and take my seat and judge for me since you're our featured guest tonight? And Ted, you can choose whether you go first or second.
You know what? I'll go first.
All right. Your question tonight comes from Steve Albert. More annoying Red Sox tradition, Sweet Caroline or performance-enhancing drugs?
It's Sweet Caroline. First, Neil Diamond sucks, but he's also not even from here. Like, we should sing Just What I Needed by the Cars during the seventh inning stretch. Also, Sweet Caroline, he wrote that song about a 12-year-old girl. It's the creepiest fucking thing in the world, is a bunch of 30,000 townies fucking drunk on Budweiser singing about wanting to fuck a 12-year-old girl. It's very annoying, and it makes the entire city look bad.
All right, I'm just going to ask you all to join in with me here. Bump, 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 ba-dump. Wait, no, that's not the song. Obviously, performance-enhancing drugs are the worst part because they allowed the Red Sox to win a World Series, which now everybody in Boston walks around like they fucking accomplished something. My fucking team won. My team won. We traded away Babe Ruth. We deserve nothing.
Baseball's pretty boring without performance-enhancing drugs. There's no home runs. You know how fucking boring it is without performance-enhancing drugs? You start stupid traditions like singing Sweet Caroline in the seventh-inning stretch. You know what should be at the seventh-inning stretch? More dingers.
So I think baseball, they still haven't done a good job of getting rid of the performance-enhancing drugs. They haven't done as good of a job as professional wrestling, for real. Professional wrestling does a better job of getting rid of performance-enhancing drugs. And what a shit show that is. Do you want your baseball to be as boring as wrestling?
Oh!
Okay, I'm done.
Time! All right, well, Sean, my plan was to come up here and screw you over, but...
You went full heel! God!
The thing is, with the argument you had, I didn't really have to. I'm handing the win to Ted.
All right, thank you all for being here. This has been a lot of fun. Give it up for Ted Pettingell, our champion tonight. Sean Rosa, our featured comedian.
That was Pick a Side, Stupid. If you liked what you heard, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show.
Hey, it's your friend Sean Carter here. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Thanks for being a friend of the show. Tell your friends about the show. Give us a rating or review. Bump us up there on iTunes. Or just come check out a live show sometime. We're at Maggie's Lounge in Quincy the first and third Friday of every month. So come down and cheer on your favorite debater or throw your booze out there for me. Let me know how you feel when I get it wrong. Come join in the fun. It's a good time. And before I go, thank you to Jay Baggett for the artwork again this week. She just does killer stuff. So thank you, everybody. We'll see you again next week.